Hartley Views as Terry Collier and Bob Ferris, better known as The Likely Lad. Bob Ferris is always conscious of the fact that he was A-stream at school, whereas Terry would have been X-stream if they'd had one. So it's no surprise that Bob takes a chance on a transfer to the drawing department while Terry remains put.
Right. That's me galoshes on. Now, where's me pipe?
Boy, come on now, Cluffy. You need to start packing up. It's not time yet, you know.
Yeah, we can carry you before, but not with Bob away.
Yeah, I'm no clock watcher. When we get the new lab, that's what I'd like to know.
Oh.
Cluffy, how many more times? Look, we won't get anyone else for Bob unless they make it permanent. Just an attachment is on, you know.
So you can take your scarf off for a start.
I don't think we'll see Bob again. I've seen it all before.
What do you mean?
Oil and water.
Oil and water what?
Oil and water. Old friendships fall apart.
Oh, Cluffy, you don't have to talk a load of junk.
Oh, I know what I'm saying, Terry. It's them and us. There's them on one side of the fence and us on the other.
Oh, I see. Once he's trod the corridors of power, you mean, over there in the drawing office.
You mark my words. White-collar workers.
The sweet smell of success, Cluffy, is that it?
That's it. Three all levels. Probably Mario Anderson's daughter.
Somebody's daughter. He's got enough to choose from. It's a regular tash mine over there, you know.
Right. Me lunch tin.
Two.
Me racing journal.
Four.
Me bicycle clip. Now, see you tomorrow, lad.
7.8. He's slipping.
Oh, well, he had all his dinner, you know.
He's never his best on Mondays.
When I asked him if he was back in Britain, he wanted to know who was riding. You coming up?
No, I'm going over to the office. Wait for Bob. Watch the girls coming out.
Great. You want to watch out for yourself. You never get to see a factory, lad. Probably tear your clothes off.
You reckon? Gee, I wish I'd changed my underwear. Hey, hey. I've never seen anything like it. Look at them all. Oh, Blakey, man, you frightened the life out of me.
What are you doing, choosing Miss England?
Hey, I never realized there was quite so much cash in the office. There's some money.
Yeah, they wouldn't look at us.
Speak for yourself. She's not bad.
All right, couldn't say no. These are the tightest.
All right. Yeah, is it you I'm looking at?
You'll be all right there.
You come here often, Blakey. You know it all, don't you?
Oh, well, I've finished later than you.
Hey, give a pack, Terry.
No, I've given them up.
Since when?
Since you came over.
Hey, this is the lot you want to watch for. The cream. I mean, the typists are hard enough to get, but the secretaries, they're the untouchable.
It's not them that's untouchable, it's you.
Hey, you never get near them.
Hey, by the cringe.
Oh, yeah, this is the heavy brigade.
Hello, Dolly.
I tell you, you're wasting your time. You haven't got a chance. None of us thought to get near 11 a month of Sundays.
Hey, I don't believe it. That's Bob, isn't it? Who's he with?
Oh, I expect that our date for tonight. I told Bob to fix it up.
Yeah, kidding with us two dollies.
You jammy pair.
Go on. Shove off, lady.
You are.
Shove off.
Oh, all right. That's the way you want it.
Hey. Oh, we are then. Now leave us alone, man.
Don't do anything I'd like to, will you?
But anyhow, you'll quickly get the hang of that, and I can easily put you right.
Oh, yes, of course. Hello, kidder. Eh? Me. Terry. Remember?
Oh, yes. This is my friend Terence. This is Miss Francis.
Hello, Terence. And it's Judith, by the way, Bob. Oh. This is Sally
Ann. Oh, I won't shake hands. They're a bit mucky.
Oh, yes. They are a bit, aren't they?
Mr. Holgate's secretary is my boss, like.
Poor Bob, I'm sure it's all very strange for you at first.
Well, then, Sally Ann, what do you do?
Oh, I work in personnel. You keep all your personal details in the office.
All of them?
Oh, almost.
Get away.
She means religion and things like that.
Oh. I wonder if you got me operation on.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to look you up, won't I?
Collier T, assembly shop.
Look, Terry, I think we'd better,
What in fact you do in the assembly shop? You sort of assemble things?
No, we, put them together.
Oh, I see. Is it very hard?
Exhausting.
You poor thing.
Yes, well, it's 20 to 6,
Hello, girl.
Hello, Bill.
I wondered where you got to. The car's just round the corner. I'll drop you off if you like.
Yes, that'll be lovely.
Mm-hmm. Rep. What? A rep salesman.
You know, I had one of those dreadful business lunches today. I'm still feeling the effect. Still, it's all on expenses.
Mm.
Are you ready, then? I don't want to drag you away or anything.
Yes, well, we were just off anyway. Good night, Judy.
Oh. Who's this, Judy? Your latest protege.
Yes, Bob just started in the drawing office.
How exciting. And what does the other one do?
I'm in public relations.
Oh. Shall we go, then? We'll have a drink on the way home, if you like.
Good night, then, boys. Yes. Good night, Terry.
So I will. Good night, Judy. Yes. What? You. Good night, Judith.
Don't be stupid.
Goes to work at 9 and by 5:30 he's in love.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't kid me, mate. I can read the signs. You got some competition, I see. Who was that twit, anyway?
His name's Bill Nesbitt.
Can I give you a lift, girls? In the firm's car, I suppose. Twit. Have they all been like that today?
No, most of the blokes are, you know, rather good. I mean, you get his type anywhere.
They were all like those two. That's Sally Ann.
Whoa. Yes, you were pushing it a bit, mine. It's not like being on the pull at the Roxy, you know.
Oh, I could see you getting all in the lather. What's the matter? They loved it.
Yes, maybe, but you want to have a bit more finesse.
Finesse? Oh, that's a good word for you. And I'm becoming a source of social embarrassment to you.
Don't be stupid, man.
I thought it'd be a good idea you're going to the office, but I'm not so sure if you've got twits like Niblet around.
Nesbitt.
Well, whatever he is.
They're not all like him. Anyway, you can come and meet him for yourself. There's an office dance on Friday night. I can take a friend.
Hey, will they be there? The debutantes?
I expect so. Yeah. But don't get excited. Women like that are never gassed.
Oh, well, you never know. Hey, look, what's all this?
What?
Your chic little handbag.
Don't be stupid. It's a briefcase.
I didn't know you had a briefcase.
Yes, well, what you know wouldn't exactly overcrowd the back of an 8-inch stamp, would it?
And just see you rushing out to get it as soon as you knew you'd got the transfer.
As a matter of fact, it was given to me.
Who by?
Oh, Mrs. Parkinson.
Who?
Mrs. Parkinson. She's my godmother. She's been very good to me.
All right. Well, what are you doing lugging it about with you now? You look like the man from the Prue.
It's just some work they give you. I've just got to look at it tonight, that's
ooh,
all.
Homework? You might as well be back at school. Where's your bike?
I didn't bring my bike. I'm not messing these pants up with bicycle clips.
Hey, I noticed before. The best suit. Ooh, is that a new shirt and all?
No, it's not new.
Very nice.
I've had this shirt a long time.
And your little hanky in your little top pocket.
Get off. Leave us alone,
man. Hey, come here, come here. No. Get hey, hey. It's only oh. Half a one and a bit of cardboard. when a mother cares, it shows.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, anyhow. Let's go and have a drink. Just a swift hour.
No, thanks. I'm not coming.
You're wrong, mate. You are. I need a drink after standing out here.
Well, I've got to look at these papers.
Oh, I know what you're worried about. Your new image. Well, don't worry, mate. We'll go in the saloon bar and I'll leave me bike round the back. Oh, I needed that.
Oh, you look a bit under the arm this morning.
I feel it.
On the pot last night, were you?
You wouldn't sugar. Hey.
What?
I've just found the roof of my mouth.
Must have been a rough night. We're Bob with you.
Aye.
Oh, still speaking to you, is he?
Neither of us could speak by the time we got home.
How's he getting on?
Oh, not so bad. He's in love again, mind.
Oh.
Yeah, with his boss's secretary this time.
Good old Bob. Hey, what have you been stirring this tea with, Cluffy? You ratchet?
No, of course I haven't. It tastes like it. It's coffee in the office, of course. Waited on more than likely.
Ooh, that sounds all right to me. What's his boss like?
Don't all get. Well, you know, Bob. Charm anybody with that little boy smile of his.
Come on. Now, Ferris, you can't fit away the whole morning round that coffee machine.
I've been queuing up, you nit.
What was that?
I'm just coming, Mr. Holgate. Just come in. I can never get this sixpence in. Oh, God, it's come straight out again, the story of my life. I've got another one somewhere. Oh, God, my head. Ah.
We're waiting, Mr. Ferris.
Yeah, I'm just coming, Mr. Holgate. Good. Now, then, let's see. Oh, no. Half the buttons aren't even labeled black with cream. Why, we know... Where the hell is the black with sugar?
In heaven's name, Mr. Ferris, you should have had that by now.
I'm just coming, sir. Here goes. Ah, at last. Well, bottoms up, Mr. Holgate. Oxtail soup.
Ugh.
to. It's after one, you know. You should be at it. Don't sat there crooked, buried in a newspaper.
Quiet, Jackman. Can't you see he's deeply involved in the state of the markets?
Oh,
certainly. Only top people take the racing journal, you know.
Mind you, his second last time out. Cock, that Cluffy.
You're not backing that, are you?
Aye. It was second last time out, you know.
What do you mean? Only two finished.
And even then they had to carry him across the water jump.
Well, you just wait and see.
Didn't you go to the canteen, Cluffy?
No, I broke my sandwiches. Did you?
Ah, it gets worse every day in that canteen. I can't stand toad in the hole anyway.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, that's what it said.
Huh. They can't do the batter, them cooks.
Judging from their Yorkshire pudding, I think most of them must have been on it.
I bet they don't get that rubbish in the staff canteen.
No, they got a good nosh over there.
Three choices and all.
Oh, that'll please Bob. Like his food, does Bob.
I don't know where he puts it all.
Ah, he's a gutsy basket.
Are you
going to
lunch, Bob?
What? Oh, no, I don't usually have lunch, you see. I'm not a big eater.
Oh, really? Yes, I would prefer just to stay here and have a sandwich.
Yes, I prefer it here.
You seem to have had a very busy morning.
Yeah, I only wish old Aldgate thought the same. I'm sorry, I know he's your boss like, but...
Oh, I know what he's like, Bob. He can be very difficult at times. Still, you'd rather be here on the whole, though.
What?
I mean, you don't regret the move.
Oh, no, no.
Are you sure you won't have a sandwich?
No, really, I couldn't.
Hello, Judith.
Oh, hello.
You don't get paid overtime in the office, you know.
I'm aware of that.
Have you finished eating, Judith? I thought we'd go for a walk.
Oh, all right. I'll get my coat.
I suppose you're going on Friday night.
What's this?
Oh, it's the night of the year. The office social, you can't miss that.
Oh, that, yes, probably.
Aye, but there won't be much there, I warn you.
What?
Spare. Talent. I mean, most of the decent girls have regular boyfriends, and those who don't range from nil to desperandum.
Oh, aye, well, I'm bringing a friend anyway.
Right. You sure you won't have a sandwich, Bob?
What? Oh, no.
Well, I shan't want any more. I may as well throw them away.
We'll feed the birds with them, shall we, Judith?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Come on then, love.
I'd try and get that work done tonight if you can, Bob. You know what old Holgate can be like. See you later.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll definitely get it done tonight. I'll live that long. Feed the birds. She might have dropped them in the waste paper basket. I'm starving.
What, oh, Einstein? You working on your theory? Are you coming for a pint?
Oh, no, not you. How did you get it?
The door's on the snib. Where's your ma?
Bingo. Shut the door on your way out.
I thought you'd fancy coming out tonight.
Can't you see I'm working?
Just a swift half.
We had a swift half on Monday. I got in at 10:20 for me tea. We had a swift half last night. I got in at midnight. But I don't remember the details of that evening. Tonight I'm working.
All work and no play, Bob.
Yes, well, this should have been done on Monday.
Hey, I must say you've got all the gear, though, haven't you?
Naturally.
Did you whip it all from the drawing office?
Certainly not.
Where'd you get it all from, then?
I've always had it.
You what? Since when have you had set squares and drawing boards and all that junk?
Well, I'm surprised you don't recognise them. You used to borrow them often enough at school.
Dear me, you haven't kept them all this time, surely.
Of course I have. Now, look, Terry, do you mind? I'm trying to do some work.
Oh, sorry, Bob. Is that the same compass you always had?
Yes.
Hey, I remember that, all right. We used to play dive bombers with it on the woodwork bench.
Yes, until you scratched I Love Anita Tupper all over the bench.
No chicken found out.
Well, he could hardly have missed it, could he? And I got the blame for it and all.
Did you?
You know damn well I did. He gave me hell of hammering.
Did he?
Yes, and you stood there and watched him. I remember now. I didn't notice you leaping up at the 11th hour and confessing all, not you. That's just typical of you, Terry Collier, letting someone else take the blame.
Well, it was your compass.
All right, now, just forget it, and please let me get some work done.
Okay. Sorry, kidder. Hey, there was this bloke, you see, and he went to the doctor's, and he said, it's me hands, doctor.
They're turning into horses' hooves.
When did you hear that?
Ages ago. It's as old as the hills.
I only heard it the other day. The one about prescription?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Murray Hardacre told me. I thought it was very funny. Hey, old Cruffy had a double up today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Old Faithful and Take Your Time at Wincanton.
Well, I shouldn't think that his sixpence each way is going to cost William Hill any sleep.
Hey, bye, this takes me back. Hey, what do you call him again?
It's a protractor.
Oh, aye. I still remember my theorems, you know. The square on the right angle of the hypotenuse triangle is equal to the equilibrium and two bob each way up and down doubles.
Look, Terry, sit down and shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I won't say another word. You're always licking your nose when you concentrate.
Well, tuck it in, Terry. Go on, shove up and leave us alone.
No, no, man. I mean, not everybody can do that, you know. I can't.
Look, Terry, it's about time you got this into your thick head. I'm on the course and I intend to do well at it. I'm going to stay in the office. I've got to work.
Oh, you're staying now, are you?
Yes, I hope I am. I've had enough of the factory. In the office, I've got prospects.
Not with that Judith, you haven't.
It's got nothing to do with Judith. I just happen to want to give the office a try. And if you want to louse it up, you're going the right way about it.
Oh, come on, Bob. I don't want to do that.
You know what I mean. I just want to get on.
Oh, you just want to get on and turn into another giblet.
Niblet. Niblet! Look, forget him. I keep telling you, the people over there are all right. And if you're coming to the dance tomorrow, you better behave yourself.
Oh, I see. Well, I won't jeopardize your career any further, Robert. I'm off to the Black Horse.
Right.
You'd better get back to your sums. Your maths were never so hot.
Oh, shove off, you great loon.
Your English leaves a lot to be desired and all. What's your kidder? You been here long?
Yes. You're late.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. Anyway, you can't have been here long. You still got your coat on.
Oh, well, it's just a bit parky in here, that's all.
It's not that bad. You're wrapped up as if you'd just been left on the doorstep. Hey, it's a bit flash in here, isn't it?
You've been in this hotel before.
Right, but never through this entrance. I've only ever played darts in the tap room. It's another world, isn't it?
Yes, and there's no spittoons either. So just behave yourself.
No, don't you worry. Come on, anyhow. Hey, listen.
What?
The music, man.
What of it?
You didn't tell me they got Count Basie.
Ha, 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 ha. Very amusing.
No, no, wait a minute. It's not Count Basie at all, is it? It was a piano that fooled me. I know who it is. It's Terry Taylor and his Terrace Tea Room Quintet.
Well, you didn't have to come, you know.
Ah, we'll be all right. Come on, hurry it up. I want a few beers. I only do the valise after a couple of pints. I suppose you've got to give your coat into old laughing boy over there. More expense. Bride, a tiny bit of crumpet here tonight, though, but... Here, Chief. Two coats on the one ticket, please. Come on, Bob, man, get your coat off. What's the matter with you?
Oh, right, yes. There you are.
What's that?
What?
What's that you're wearing?
Even an idiot like you should be able to recognize a double-breasted dinner jacket. What's wrong with it?
Nothing, nothing. Only, whose is it?
It's mine, of course.
Since when? Working in the office has really gone to your head. Or did you rob an unsuspecting Oxfam collector?
Look, Terry, I don't want any of your snide remarks. This suit was left to me by my dad. I'm very proud to wear it.
Yes, of course, Bob. He wasn't quite as tall as you, was he?
What do you mean by that?
Well, a bit short in the trousers.
Rubbish. That's how they used to wear them, that's all. What are you grinning at?
What?
What's that stupid grin on your face for?
Oh, nothing, I...
There's obviously something amusing you.
I don't know what you're on about. There's nothing amusing me. Come on, then, let's go in.
Right.
What did you say? Nothing. Nothing, mate. Didn't say out.
Right. Right. Let's go into the bar.
Dear me, what's all this? Looks like the House of Bamboo in here.
It's the Contiki Lounge.
All right. Well, on the grass skirts, then.
Come on, let's have a drink.
You won't get a pint here, mate. Coconut juice.
I wasn't thinking of having a pint in any case.
Oh, I see. I suppose in that gear you want a vodka martini.
Well, why not? Why not? I mean, what's wrong with something different for a change? Sherry or gin and tonic? Might even try a cocktail.
All right, mate. I'll compromise. I'll have a pint with a cherry in it.
A gin and tonic, please, and a pint.
Hey, look at you. You look like a bouncer at the Roxy.
Look, have you noticed that most of us are wearing evening dress?
Yeah, but mostly you left your mothballs behind. You smell like a wardrobe. Hey, Hope, look who's over there.
Where?
There, man, there in the corner. Judith and that mate of hers. Oh, what's her name?
Oh, well, Sally Ann.
Ah, that's her.
You all right, then? Shut up, man. Everybody's looking at
you. What's up with you?
Hey, fine, you don't half fancy yourself.
Well, why not?
You might be all right if you had a 3.4 parked outside.
Oh, I'm not so sure. How are you getting on with that Judith, anyhow?
Oh. Well, you wouldn't understand. She's very nice.
Anything there?
Look, it's not like that at all. She's very pleasant, that's all.
All right. Well, I can tell you one thing. If I've got that Sally under myself, I reckon she'd be more than just pleasant.
You are crude. In any case, you're out of luck. She's with a bloke. Roger somebody.
Where is he, then?
He must be one of those blokes at the end of the bar.
That lot with old Twiglet there? It's rude, that.
What?
Leaving your women on their own. I think we ought to go and talk to them.
Oh, come on, Jane. Now, behave yourself.
I know how to behave myself. Don't you worry. You coming?
Look, watch it, man.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Terry. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Hello, Judith.
Have you been deserted?
Oh, well, you know what they're like when they meet their cronies.
No way to treat them, is it, Bob?
No.
Well, perhaps you'd better sit down and look after us.
Oh, well, I don't
reckon we can manage that. Sit down, man, sit down. How's your glass? Would you like another whatever it is?
No, thank you very much. Bill's getting them. At least he's supposed to be.
Are you sure now? Bob's round.
No, it isn't. I just... Oh, yes. Yes, would you like something?
No, really. You look very smart, Bob.
Oh, well...
It's just a little something he ran up.
How are things at the factory, Terry?
Rough. How are things in the card school?
The card school? Oh, I see what you mean.
Have you looked mine up yet?
No, I was just saying that one day I'm going to get all the cards, shuffle them together, and see where everyone lands up.
Both sections are all together, like?
Well, yes, of course. That's the whole idea.
Hope I get a good deal.
Sorry about this. Roger's met some of the boys.
Bob brought his friend Terry over.
Oh. When he said he was bringing a friend, I had something more feminine in mind.
Oh, it's all right. The ball gowns at the cleaners.
Look, girls,
quit.
We won't be a minute.
We won't be a minute.
We're just having a drink with some of the boys.
Some of the boys.
It's not worth going off yet. The things never start before 9. Do you want another drink here? Or do you want to go to the Rugger Club?
Oh, the Rugger Club.
Carry on, Bob. That was me shin.
Excuse me a minute, girls. I've just remembered something. Could I have a word with you, like, Terry?
Hey?
Come here. Look, Terry, pack it in.
Me? Pack what in?
You know, full well.
Oh, do I? Well, I'll tell you something. You may look like a stuffed penguin, but there's no need to act like one.
Look, if you're going to be rude...
Oh, snap out of it, man. Snap out of it. We're all right with these two. No, I'm serious. Be yourself. They've never been out with blokes like us. They love it. It's like heiresses and lorry drivers.
Lorry drivers?
Yeah. You play your cards right, mate. You can get your story in the Sunday papers.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Oh, come on, then.
Just as long as you're all right.
Yeah, but they're with blokes.
What? You're not afraid of old Piglet, are you?
That's fine, then. We'll stay.
And I bet Roger the Lodger's not much cop, either.
Hello, what's happening, then?
Oh, you're back, are you, Roger?
What did I tell you?
We're staying here. We'll go up in another hour.
Oh, jolly God. Norman Rodworth just got his round in.
We won't be long, Judith, darling. I promise you.
Take your time.
What did you say?
I said take your time. Don't rush.
I don't see what it's got to do with you. How long I take?
It's only a joke.
I don't care what it is. Anyway, haven't you two arranged to meet anyone?
No. We've got no one. Just each other.
I think you ought to drink somewhere else.
Please, Bill. It's perfectly all right.
Do you mind, Judith? Right.
What for?
Yeah, it's not bad here. I mean, the beer's a bit pricey, I grant you, but it's not a bad drop.
Look, I'm not making an issue out of this. I'm just telling you. Go away.
Oh, honestly, Bill.
All right. I know when we're not wanted. We'd better go up to the dance, then.
Yes. I think that would be very sensible.
Well, girls, while your men friends are still boozing, perhaps we could have the first dance.
Why, you little...
What have I said now?
Have a good mind to thump your gut.
You and who else? Jolly Roger.
Oh, please, Bill. That's a great thing out of here.
Did you call? Someone wants a drink.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Roger Pet. 2 pints, please.
I'll handle this, Judith.
Keg or kooky?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Roger.
Anyway, shall we go to the dance or not?
Wait a minute. Don't you work in a factory?
Yes.
I got you. Ask Mr. Allgate to step over, will you?
What?
Just get Mr. Allgate, will you?
Oh, Bill, please.
I think you girls had better stay out of this.
But this is absolutely ridiculous.
Look, you mustn't be jealous. You can have a dance with me later on.
You won't be doing any dancing tonight.
I brought Norman's drink over, Bill.
What's the trouble here? No trouble, Mr. Allgate. This fella is just under the illusion that he's going to the dance. He works in the factory.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm afraid you can't.
He's come with me as my guest, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Ferris, but this is specifically an office social.
Office blokes go to factory dances.
Forget it, Bob. It's all right, mate.
Yes, I appreciate that. Well, then, as I say, this is just a social dance for the office staff. You can stay, of course, Ferris.
What? I wouldn't stay at your crummy dance.
No, there's no need to take that tone.
Forget it, kiddo. Let's go.
Right, unless you're sick, you bring a mail along.
I've tried to explain to you. You're only making things difficult for yourself, Ferris.
Right, that's the way you run your office. You can keep your dance. And your drawing board, and you can shove them up your...
Ferris! I'll see you on Monday morning.
See me? You'll have to come round the factory then, because Monday morning I'll be back in assembly.
Oh, man, don't drop yourself in.
Drop myself in? I'm getting myself right out of it right now.
Ferris!
Yes, and another thing, your wrong copy machine don't work either.
Hey, I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, there's no need to be sorry. Come on, let's get our coats. Have you got the ticket?
Yeah, but I started it. You shouldn't have jacked it in, man.
Yeah, I should have done it earlier. I can't draw anyway.
Yeah, still, you said yourself the prospects.
Look, Terry, don't worry. It's all right with me.
Honest?
Honest. There's other ways of getting on. We could, we're going to business together. Buy up Ellison's and sack Goblet.
Nothing.
Yes, well, the only thing I'm sorry about is having that scene in front of the girl.
I know.
It was unpleasant, that.
The only thing I'm sorry about is not kicking Nesbitt's teeth in.
Yeah, I wanted to do that all week. Yeah, give us down with me coat. I feel a right knit in this suit.
No, you look very smart.
Liar. Come on, let's have a pint. I need one. Let's go down the Black Horse.
Aye, gracious living.
We've never been to the Black Horse.
You must.
Perhaps they don't want to take us to the Black Horse, Judith.
We'd love to. Wouldn't we, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Of course we would.
Well, I don't think any of us want to stay in this place, do we, Bob? No, you don't meet a very nice type of person.
Yeah, it's not exactly the cream of society at the Black Horse.
Well, that's all right, any way you suggest.
Well, there's not much round here.
Oh, don't worry about transport. Daddy let me have the car tonight. Would you get Terry? It's round the back.
I've just had my license suspended.
All right, we'll meet you here in 2 minutes, all right? Don't run away.
Oh, don't worry, we'll be here. What did I tell you?
It's not you, man. It's me suit.
Get away.
Hey, what was that bit about licenses?
Well, we'd have looked a right pair, wouldn't we? Neither of us able to drive.
Oh, yeah. And then thinking we were lorry drivers.
James Bolam and Rodney Bewes appeared as Terry and Bob, the likely lad. In today's story, The Other Side of the Fence, Judith and Sally Ann were played by Annika Wills and Dee Dee Sullivan. Bartlett Mullins played Cluffy and Donald McKillop was Jack. The parts of Blakey and Roger were played by Richard Moore. Michael Sheard was Nesbitt and Eric Dodson played Holgate. The Likely Lads is written by Dick Clement and Ian LaFenne, adapted for radio by James Burlam and produced by John Brown.